There was no one answer. Everyone has a different comfort level when it comes to walking the streets or taking the subway late night. And late night doesn't begin at the same time for everyone either. For NYU graduate student Faye Hanlon, late night starts pretty early.
Pretty much after dark, I don't take the subway. It's just not worth the risk. I'm lazy, but it's also just not worth the risk.
Faye, who grew up in Park Slope and now lives on the Upper East Side, says she also checks in with her friends before she goes to bed.
I definitely do like the buddy system thing where, like, if I go out with friends, we text each other or call each other when we're going out kind of thing. Like, after we've gone out, when we go home, I'll text or call them and say, I'm home, or did you get home, or whatever. And we definitely do that because, I don't know, we all end up going our separate ways at the end of the night. And, you know, you just never know.
Faye also occasionally carries mace, won't get into a cab that isn't yellow, and always has her keys out and ready when she gets out of her taxi. Her vigilance ranked high. Sienna Ferris was closer to the other end of the spectrum.
I don't really ever feel unsafe in the city. I know that sounds strange, but there's usually so many people on the street. I feel like if something happened to me that I could, like, yell.
Hanging out with friends at Gaslight on West 14th Street, she said she takes cabs to get home to the East Village late at night, but not because she feels unsafe on the subway.
And the subway takes too long at night. The L train takes whatever. You know what? When I first moved to the city and I had no money, then I would take the subway. Now that I make pretty decent money, I mean, I'm not rich, but it's worth it to me to take a cab. It's just like I don't feel like waiting.
Sienna hardly sounds like she feels invincible, but she does worry about a friend who she thinks is a little overconfident.
I do have a friend that's here somewhere, and she walks home a lot, and I get very worried about her. Because she'll get wasted.
Sienna's friend is Aviva Bat Avraham Visara, a muscular black woman with a tongue ring wearing a white tank top. She doesn't worry about going out by herself because she considers New York to be so much safer than her hometown of Dallas.
I am very secure in my method of getting home. And I have, honest to God, touch wood, never been accosted or anything like that while living in the city. And I mean, I will walk home drunk like nobody's business. And I live off of Christopher Street. I've had crack dealers follow me home and all kinds of but nothing bad has ever happened to me.
Emet Saint Yen was also apparently drunk and alone on the night she was killed, and there's been criticism of her for that. Walking home alone wasted is not exactly something the police department encourages people to do, but at the same time, crimes like the rape and murder of Saint Yen are not the norm. It's true that most murders happen at night. 78% of the 540 murders last year occurred between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m., but 82% of the victims were male. Usually drugs are a factor. The victim knows his or her killer, and both have criminal records. And when it comes to rape, so-called stranger rape is by far the least frequent type. Still, some night owls, like Liz from Staten Island, say there's safety in numbers.
We never go out by ourselves. That's just stupid, you know?
Why is this stupid? I mean, do you have friends who do that?
Well, I mean, just with the recent events on the news and everything, you know, it's not safe to be by yourself.
NYU graduate student Annie Nichols says she also tries to stay with a group, and she won't take the subway after midnight. But what about her guy friends?
Oh, my guy friends. That's a whole other story. My guy friends are probably not as cautious. And they may take a cab, but they won't necessarily take a cab all the way to their door. And may end up wandering around.
Williamsburg producer Adrian Lai doesn't mind taking the subway late or walking around at night.
My neighborhood's pretty safe. There actually was a mugging there about a couple months ago. But, you know, I can take care of myself. It's not like a boastful thing, but it's, you know, I've never been mugged. I've never encountered anything. So I think New York's pretty safe, you know.
Saskia Fonsugaten might agree with Adrian, but as she waited at the West 4th Street station a little before midnight, her plan to get home seemed a little hazy.
I don't even know if I can take that train.
As an E-train pulled into the West 4th Street station, the student from Berlin, who's only been in the States for a few weeks, said she stayed out later than she'd planned and now had a long trip home.
Actually, I'm a little bit scared since I have to go all the way to Far Rockaway. I'm not looking forward to travel at that length late at night, but I have to.
Eventually, an A-train, with standing room only, arrived to take Saskia on a long local stops journey home. For WNYC, I'm Dan Blumberg.